Let's now consider the general question of whether more media competitiveness will lead to lower media bias. This will help give us a handle on some of the main mechanisms in models of media bias. We're going to find two different effects pointing in two different directions. President Harry Truman once longed for a, quote-unquote, one-armed economist, so he couldn't be told on the other hand. But that's not what you're going to get in this lesson. Let's first consider a very straightforward effect through which more competition gets you less media bias. So in this model, imagine that you get more media outlets with more competition, and that means they do more monitoring of each other, and readers also have access to more different sources, and they're more likely to learn about falsehoods. These media outlets don't want to be proven wrong or shown to be possibly wrong in the eyes of their readers, and thus, in this model, competition leads to more truth and less bias from the media. You'll find related arguments in a very good paper by Genscow and Shapiro called Media Bias and Reputation, and that's online. Of course, this model is assuming that readers really do care about the truth to some extent. Now let's consider an alternative mechanism pointing in a different direction. Imagine that media outlets face a trade-off between serving the broader market, and that means presenting a lot of truths, but perhaps somewhat blandly and in a quite mainstream way, or serving narrower markets and giving to them slanted polemic. In those narrower markets, the viewers or readers will really enjoy the slanted polemic because it suits their preconceptions about what is true. Now here's how this model is going to work. As competitiveness in the media sector increases, that means for a given media outlet, the potential share of the broader market actually goes down. So there's less profit to be had by serving up these somewhat bland truths to the mainstream audience. So at the margin, the incentive actually is to do more to serve the narrower market with the slanted polemic, and that overall can mean less truth-telling. Even though we have more competition, what the competition induces media outlets to do is to aim for the niches rather than serving the center. In fact, in some of these models, media have to slant the news to be considered trustworthy. If they don't slant the news, their narrower niche audiences will think they're somehow not being told the truth. It also may be the case that some of these niche audiences don't have a basic preference for truth, but rather want to be told something which makes them feel good or maybe reinforces their previous conceptions of what is going on in the world. Some of these ideas can be found in an excellent article called The Market for News, cited here, which is also available online. That article sums up one of its main results pretty neatly, and it goes like this. When you have homogeneous readers, what competition brings you is lower prices, but not more accuracy. All viewers think the same thing to begin with, and the media outlet, to some extent, caters to them. Having more newspapers or TV stations running after that homogeneous audience, well, they'll sell it at a lower price, but they're still catering to the same set of biases and preconceptions. Alternatively, in the model, when you have heterogeneous readers or viewers, that competition actually can bring more biased news and less accuracy, again, because one is being pushed toward these niche points of view, and that's what particular media outlets are now catering to. So which of these two effects is true? If the market becomes more competitive, do the media give us more bias or less bias? Well, in the models, it depends on a number of variables, but also, quite critically, how much readers or viewers in the final analysis care about truth. And we have both optimists and pessimists on that issue. In terms of the empirics, there are many significant studies of media bias, and we cover many of these in the other video units. But that said, we don't yet have a really good test of how much media bias goes up or down over time as competitiveness increases. Arguably, you could compare the very decentralized media of the mid to late 19th century and all of the broadsheets and scandal newspapers and the like, which served fairly small audiences and had a lot of competition, and compare that to the mass media consolidation of the later 20th century, and in that case, you could at least make the argument that consolidation brought less media bias and competitiveness brought more media bias. I wouldn't consider that a definitive result, but it's one way that you might think about this problem empirically.